this is the reorg meeting?
Yeah, it's not the regular trustee meeting.
Okay.
Well, this is the regular meeting.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call to order the regular trustee meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees. It is Thursday, March 24th. It is now 7:08 p.m. And I would like to begin by calling or by asking Township President Kevin Clark to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Getting started here, let's begin with our fiscal officer's report. Mr. Pat Myers.
Thank you, sir. Two things. First would be approval of the reorganizational meeting minutes of January 6, 2011.
I'll move to approve the meeting minutes from the reorganizational meeting on January 6, 2011.
I'll second.
Seconded. Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpani.
Aye. Motion carries.
The second and last thing I have is a purchase order to Downs, official Haas Kim. This is for work done for the fire contract negotiations.
Fire? Not fire. It's police.
Fire.
Fire.
It's fire.
Oh, okay.
I will go ahead and offer a motion that we approve a purchase order to Downs Fischel Haas Kim LLP in the amount of $10,000 for fire contract negotiations. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion?
That's going forward from now. We'll see if we use all that, but.
So I take it this is a pre-approval. Is this for work that's already been done, or is this for work that potentially could be done?
Both.
It's for both.
Okay.
Well, let's hope we don't need to use it all.
Yeah, let's hope we don't need to use it all.
But I think it's important to know too that there's substantially more money at stake, unfortunately. So.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, is there any further discussion on this motion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpani.
Aye. Motion carries.
What? Did I turn it on?
That's all I have.
Okay,
Mr.
thank
Carpani.
You, Pat. Moving right along into the public comment portion of the meeting. Is there any public comment this evening? Seeing, hearing none, we will continue on into old business. Is there any police? I don't see any. No police. Is there any maintenance business? No maintenance report. Development and zoning.
New business.
That's under new business. I was working off the agenda.
Oh. Yeah.
Is there any old business related to development and zoning?
No.
Fire and administration. Okay, then we go into new business now. I understand there's no police business this evening, and we will go right into maintenance. Mr. Okay. Matthews.
Thank you. Got a purchase order for repair of the maintenance garage roof and also the shelter house at McNamara roof. The maintenance garage is the oldest building there. It is leaking in 9 places. They propose to pull all the nails out of the metal roof and put new ones in with rubber on them and then seal it with a coating and paint it with gray. That was $4,497.96. And the same company is proposing to fix a shelter house in McNamara Park. The coop laws, we're going to do ourselves. But the roofing has lost several portions of shingles, and we cannot find the same shingles to mask. So they propose to put a whole new roof on it. And you will see the guarantees of both work in their estimate. There, I will point out that to the one roofing company is a little cheaper than somebody here in the township. So you guys will can choose the other one if you so desire.
I guess maybe we should offer up a motion, do the motion first, and then we'll discuss it.
Okay.
So, is there any motion at this time to approve the purchase order to M&R Roofing and Repairs?
I'll go ahead, Mr. Chairman, and make a motion to approve purchase order to M&R Roofing and Repairs in the amount of $15,976.15 for roof repairs at the shelter house at McNamara Park and the maintenance garage.
I will second that motion. Is there any discussion? I guess my first question is, so we are replacing the entire roof just because the shingles don't match?
Well, it is. Part of it is it's almost leaking through this felt paper on it now.
The rest of it?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I want to clarify, because it sounded like it was portions that needed replaced, but not the entire roof, but we were going to do the entire roof just to make it look nicer.
Well, that is really true. They could patch it, but it will not match. Both of them said they can put any shingle you want up there, but it's going to look bad from people seeing it.
Bob, how old of a roof is that?
That roof was put on when the shelter house was built, and it was built 2002 or 3. Yeah, it's about 9 years old is what these two have estimated at. And it was built shortly after I came, and I came in 2002.
So roofs that I'm familiar with, at least on houses, there's usually a 15 minimum to 20, 25 year guarantee on the shingles. Now, I imagine that was something, the wind or something caused these shingles to be removed?
Yes.
Okay. You're saying that they're unable, that same shingle is no longer being manufactured?
Correct.
Do we have a warranty or insurance that might cover this sort of?
The company, from what I understand, that built the shelter house is no longer in business.
Bob, did they mention what it would cost if you just kept some of the, or did get some new shingles, even though they wouldn't match, if they just patched it?
Neither one gave me a price. I asked that same question.
Uh-huh.
Is this on the side facing, the fire department, the maintenance area?
Yes.
Or the backside, so it is on. Is there anything close that they can match with?
The guy that lives in his township on the second estimate got some shingles and put them up there, and it looked real bad. So he stopped. He didn't want to put them on until we decided what we wanted to do.
So there's nothing that's even close in color to that we could...
Not close enough that you're not going to notice it.
The shingles, are there multiple layers of shingles?
One layer.
One layer of shingles. I was just wondering if there's a way that you could move some around and put, I don't know.
To answer your question, Carl, the warranty on that roof should have been 20 years.
Yeah.
The new ones that they're proposing are 30-year shingles.
30-year.
But I guess it's not a matter, though. I mean, it doesn't matter if they were 2-year shingles if they're no longer making that brand or that coloration or whatever.
Correct.
It wouldn't matter. So, you know, the shingle itself didn't wear out. It's there was a problem with either the way they were installed or some other factor. And I guess what I'm saying is, you know, if it was a generic enough looking shingle that we could put something in there that if it was a white shingle and we had an off-white shingle that still looked pretty close, I mean, I'm not saying putting something on there that's just, you know, obvious, but what you're saying, Bob, is that there really isn't even anything out there on the market that's even close.
That's what they told me.
Okay. And so we're not going to make that mistake again. And if we do decide to move forward with this, we're going to keep an extra, I don't know what you call them, rack of shingles or whatever you call them.
Square.
Square, thank you, for this very purpose. So.
Yes. Yeah. When they built the shelter house, we didn't get anything from the contractor. And I think that's a good idea to get at least 3 or 4 bundles of extra shingles, not necessarily a square, but enough that if 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 blow off, that we can patch it back.
Yeah.
Bob, how much was the other estimate that you got from the local company, roughly?
$11,565.26. He's on the second sheet there.
Oh, okay. That was the other company. Okay.
Yes. Harder. It's right across the street from us.
Okay. Harder is the local company?
Yes. Harder is.
Oh, I
the
see.
One that's low is in Delaware. And then the third one I got was from Westerville. They were considerably higher than, but these two were close.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only reason I mentioned it, because there's not much difference in that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I guess the other question I have is this something that covered under insurance? I mean, are we allowed to take a claim for that? Is this something you wouldn't even want to mess with?
So what? If it was wind damage,
yeah,
storm damage?
It could be turned in, but can't prove that.
So where are the shingles that fell off? I mean, are they
around dormant leakage, right?
Yes. The shingles we never did find.
Okay.
So I'm assuming it was wind damage, but I could not prove that. Our building is just old, and
yeah,
that particular section is over 20 years old.
Yeah. And that's the one for $4,497.
Correct.
Just trying to think, is there anything that we can do to salvage the existing shingles? Can we at least keep them on and as an additional layer?
I don't know. I can ask that question, though.
I don't know.
I know they do that on houses.
Yeah, that's what I
but
was.
But
usually you go, what, 2 or 3 layers at most?
Yes.
Before you rip them all out. But once again, you would hope that would be 15 to 20 years from now.
Correct.
Something that definitely needs to be fixed and soon because of the damage that you have with leaks.
Just it's a rotten situation, and I don't. I mean, I really really see an alternative here. I'm trying to look for an alternative, but it's got to be fixed. If we ignore it, it's just going to deteriorate further. Yeah.
I can't remember what color shingles are on the brown.
They're brown with some kind of grayish in them.
Oh, gray?
Yeah. They're not just brown.
Yeah. What are we proposing to put up there?
He was letting us choose the color that we wanted to get.
Brown.
Basic brown.
Basic brown.
No.
Common brown.
Yeah.
I mean, are there shingles on eBay or something? I mean, I'm trying to think of, I understand they don't manufacture the shingle anymore, but there's got to be a box of shingles somewhere that we can locate.
A brown shingle somewhere.
Do you have any at your house, do you think?
Do I have it in my house? I don't think they left any when I bought it.
Well.
I just don't know where to get them.
I understand.
Yeah.
Was this this wasn't a budgeted
expenditure
for maintenance or anything? Okay. We're talking a general fund expenditure?
For the parks.
Parks. How much of it will you take out of, I see. Parks is the bigger one.
Right, if we approve it, it's for the lump sum, but then the different fund, the money will come to it.
Okay.
Well, are there any other comments or questions at this time on the motion?
I could go back to the roofing company and ask him how much money we save by putting them over top of the ones that are there, if he would like.
Would that be included somewhere in the estimate as far as the tear off and removal?
It just says removing old roofs. So
$1,500.
That's the second one. The first one don't have it on there. Harder's was $1,500. And the last one didn't have it on there either. I would say the M&R is giving us the best guarantee. They're giving us 6 years labor warranty, and the other one's only 2 years.
Well, what's the life of the shingles? I know that the harder ones they're talking about 30-year.
30 years is what M&R quoted me, but I don't see it on his quote. I would make sure that. That's what he's given us in writing before I proceed with it.
So those are the materials on both proposals are the same.
Yes.
Right. How? If we were to table this aspect until when's our next meeting? The 7th?
Yeah, April 7th.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how are we digging a big hole for ourselves from a perspective?
No. Okay. It's been like that for a couple months now.
Okay.
Through the rough was part of winter, so one more month ain't gonna hurt, and it's only 3 weeks.
Bob, this isn't being directed at you by any means. You know, this is, we're all trying to deal with the circumstances, and I think it's just a matter of, we want it to look good, we want to be able to protect the property, but there's a lot of different shingles out there, and if we can find, $11,000, I think that's a lot of money.
It is.
Well, no. Yeah.
It is.
And I think if we maybe were to table this until the next meeting, do a little bit more investigation, three of us can root around our garages. We might even be able to find an old bundle somewhere.
I've got some blue shingles.
But and then at the next meeting, if we can't find an alternative, then maybe we'll just have to move forward with it to protect the integrity of the building.
That'd be okay.
Is that fair?
Yes.
Accordingly, I would like to amend the motion that is on the table and instead offer a motion to approve the purchase order in the amount of $4,497.96, if I have that correct, for roof repairs to the maintenance garage.
Second.
Do I need to list the vendor for that one in the motion, Paul?
Did you name the name of the company?
Is it M&R?
Yes.
Okay. Be for M&R Roofing and Repairs in the amount of $4,497.96, if I had that right, for roofing repairs to the maintenance garage. I believe there was a second described by Trustee Lewis. Is there any discussion on this one?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye. Motion carries. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
We'll all, I guess, regroup in a few weeks at the next meeting and see. If you could ask in the meantime if you want to tighten down that one proposal to make sure they include that it's a 30-year shingle.
Yes.
And on the other one, the harder one, I guess on both, you would ask them if we can salvage the current layer of shingles.
Correct.
If we need to, if it's worth doing, if there's an advantage or disadvantage.
Well, Bob, will you be going back to both companies?
Yes, I will.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Mr. Chairman, we have a motion. Do you want me to just make a motion to table since I made the motion?
Well, I amended the motion to...
Okay.
The original motion was for both sets of repairs.
For both, okay.
And I amended it to just be the one set.
Okay, so. That's...
I hope we're. Yeah. I think we're legal, but
we'll figure it out. We know what we mean.
Okay. Is there anything else, Bob?
No.
Or Mr. Or maintenance. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
It was good work on that too. Appreciate that. Okay, administration. Paul Wise.
Good evening. This afternoon, before I left, a donation came into the Township Hall from Fairdene Commons. The kind owners of Fairdene Commons donated $100 to our Easter egg hunt. So I'd like to ask the board that you accept the donation of $100 from Fairdene Commons.
Move to accept a generous donation from Fairdene Commons. senior housing to the township for the Easter egg hunt in the amount of $100.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? I would just like to thank Fred and is his wife Linda?
Yes.
Fred and Linda Powery. You know, they have been very generous supporters of this township
for quite
some time.
Right.
They were very, very helpful during the holidays and helping us plan our employee appreciation breakfast, and they've made a lot of accommodations, and we're very happy to have them be a part of our community.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
Great, thank you. Next on my list, we began appointing the volunteers last meeting to the various boards, and there were some stragglers that came in that we'd like to appoint for this meeting, three or four more members. So I'm requesting the board make some more appointments to the Parks Advisory Board, the BZA, and the Investment Committee this evening.
I will go ahead and offer up the first motion. It's a resolution for reappointments to the Parks Advisory Board, and I will motion to reappoint the following as members to the Genoa Township Parks Advisory Board with terms to expire March 31st, 2013. That would be Nancy Smith and Phil Johnson. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second it. Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, is there a resolution. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We have a resolution on here to appoint Mark Harmon to the Board of Zoning Appeals. I'll entertain a motion.
Okay, I'll move to appoint Mark Harmon as an alternate member to the Genoa Township Board of Zoning Appeals with a term to expire March 31st, 2016.
I will second that. Is there any discussion?
No, Mark had indicated his interest in joining the board.
And it's important to note, Mark is currently the chairman of our Parks Advisory Board. He is a longtime volunteer. He has a background in real estate.
Yes, so I think, yes, that's a good...
He certainly has. He brings some considerable talents to the BZA, and I think he'll do a fine job.
Absolutely.
He's got a great heart, so.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, there we have a resolution for reappointments to the Investment Committee.
Sure.
I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to reappoint David Engelson as member to the Genoa Township Investment Committee with a term to expire March 31st, 2013.
Second.
Seconded. Is there any discussion?
No.
Mr. Engelson is obviously no stranger to this
right.
board, this township, and
he sure pours over. I heard all these stock reports and all the investment reports. So
he brings
a lot of expertise.
He
He's
does.
A numbers guy.
And he asks, because I represent the board on the investment committee, he asks the right questions. So I'm very glad that he's there and brings the perspective he does.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries.
Before we go on with seasonal appointments, I'm going to ask the board to break for executive session so we can discuss some of these appointments before any hirings are made.
Before we do that, I would like to note we still have some vacancies on some of these boards, if I'm not mistaken. I think we have a gentleman not returning to the
Finance and Audit.
Thank you, Finance and Audit Committee. Are there
Technical
any others?
Committee.
Technical Advisory Board.
Yes, that's
police,
right.
Citizens Police Advisory Board,
yes.
too, I believe.
Right. And we did have a suggestion, too, and we were unable to get all the information. We did have a suggestion for an expert for the technical committee, an IT guy with a lot of experience. So, but we don't have all that information yet,
okay.
So we'll have to wait.
And I have a person that's interested in the finance and audit, but we still have to get some information and clarify that he truly is interested. So
we just want at least to acknowledge that we do have those three vacancies on these boards, and if residents are looking to become more engaged and volunteer for the community, we encourage anyone.
And then everyone. I did receive also, we did earlier, or Joe did, receive another person who is interested in the police advisory board, too.
Good.
So.
Good.
Okay. Which is great.
Do I need to... Before we move on to the next motion, I'd like to just go ahead and go down the list of announcements we have coming up. Our investment committee, we are going to be meeting this coming Tuesday, March 29th, 2011 at 8:30 a.m. The next Parks Advisory Board meeting will be April 6th at 7 p.m. The Fiscal Advisory and Audit meeting will be April 7th at 5:30 p.m. The next regularly scheduled trustee meeting will be that same night, April 7th at 7 p.m. The Nature Photo Clinic, I believe that Ron is helping to put on, is April 12th at 6 p.m. And the annual Easter egg hunt, the ever famous annual Easter egg hunt, will be April 16th at 10 a.m. And it's also important to note that we're going to have a rain date in case that 16th date doesn't work out. And the rain date will be on April 23rd, the following weekend at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So mark down the 16th for the Easter egg hunt and pencil in the rain date for the 23rd.
Do you know who's writing the photo plan?
Yeah, Chip Gross.
Sir, figured
you know. Yeah, from Division of Wildlife. That good guy. And that's just the first in a series of workshops I think we have planned for residents from now through September. So encourage residents to check the website and see what opportunities might be out there of interest.
And that's a free workshop.
Free workshop.
They're all free, aren't they? Yeah.
The flyers on the doors.
We have flyers here at the office, but there's also information on the website.
Chip's a good guy, and it'll be a great workshop.
Boy, the list of workshops was fantastic.
Yeah.
Who gets credit for, is that Ron?
Ron.
Kyle.
Yeah.
With his knowledge and all his relationships with ODNR.
He's doing great.
Maybe you too, Carl.
Not me. That's all of staff.
Are there any comments, concerns, questions come from the board this time?
No.
Hearing none, then I will go ahead and motion that we adjourn into executive session at 7:38 p.m. To consider the compensation of a public employee or official, and to prepare for, conduct, or review negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees concerning their compensation or other terms and conditions of their employment. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by
Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfani.
Aye. We are now adjourned into executive session. It is 7:39 p.m. This time, the time is 9:37 p.m., and I would like to make a motion that we come out of executive session and return to regular session. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfani.
Aye. Motion carries. We are now back into regular session at 9:37 p.m. Is there any business to come out of the executive session? Thank you, Mr. Wise.
You have before you this evening a list of names for seasonal works for the Buildings and Grounds Departments, and I recommend that the four employees in question be hired.
Okay, I will go ahead and make a motion at this time that we hire the following. I'm sorry, yep, that we rehire the following Buildings and Grounds employees. Ralph Spinozzi at $12 an hour, what date again?
April 3rd.
Effective April 3rd, 2011. Ryan Herman at $10 an hour, effective April 3rd, 2011. And Luke Atkinson at $10 an hour, effective April 3rd, 2011. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
These employees are for seasonal employment.
Mm-hmm. Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. There is also a resolution pending here to hire an additional seasonal building and grounds employee. Is there a motion?
I'll move to hire the following buildings and ground employee, Zach Paganini at $10 per hour, effective April 3rd, 2011.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. Is there any other business to come before the board at this time?
I have none.
Nope. Fine, Chairman.
Okay. Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I will second that. Is there any discussion?
No discussion.
No discussion.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Aye.
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye. Motion carries. We are now adjourned at 9:40 p.m.